Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Billy Liu on March the 5th, 1983, by Sue Ellen Chan.
This is recorded March 5th, 1983,
uh-huh.
In conversation with Sue Ellen Chan.
Yeah.
This is Billy Liu. I know about the Garnier Building. As I said, the Garnier Building was built in 1891,
mm-hmm.
And my grandfather occupied number 421,
mm-hmm.
And he started to import general Chinese merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know my grandfather because he died before in China, and he left the country before I was even born.
Mm-hmm.
Then my grandfather started the Sun Wing Wo,
mm-hmm.
Or in English Sun Wing Wo Company, in 1891.
Mm-hmm.
Then he brought my uncle and my father over to help him with the store.
Mm-hmm.
There was a picture that was made by a professional photographer in 1902. Showing my father during a New Year occasion, and showing how the old Chinese stores are constructed and how they display the merchandise,
mm-hmm.
And how they display for New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
All the tangerines and the fruit box and so forth, and even firecrackers on the side of the shelf,
uh-huh.
You'll notice.
Uh-huh.
Then later on, I don't know when, but the store expanded to next door, 419.
Uh-huh.
And they started importing furniture and raw materials and rattan,
uh-huh.
And the rattan core, which people used to make furniture,
mm-hmm.
and other art objects.
Mm-hmm.
Then, on the middle is a stairway up to the Garnier Building, up the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
One side is occupied by the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association.
Mm-hmm.
The other side is occupied by the Chinese American Citizens Alliance, which started organized in 1912,
mm-hmm.
And still in existence.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they just celebrated their 70th anniversary a couple of years back.
You were honored as
the past president.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Right. Then 423. 423 upstairs was once occupied by Wong Family Association.
Mm-hmm.
They call Wong Gong Ha Tong. 417 was occupied by herb store,
uh-huh.
Called Yong Wo Tong.
Oh, is this Yong?
No, Yong is a Yong. This is Yong.
Yeah.
Yong.
Okay.
Yong Wo Tong.
How do you spell in English?
Y O U N G, I think.
Okay.
W O O.
W O.
And Tong, T O N G, company, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then the southern four stores, the tenant has been changing all through the year, so there's no actually no permanent stores
mm-hmm.
as such. I remember in my youth, there's one store that the furthest was actually a gambling house.
Mm-hmm.
Although the front doesn't show it, but then in the back is gambling.
I see.
Yeah.
So that's the Garnier, the south.
The south store. There's a total of 8 stores.
Mm-hmm.
And then the central stairway goes up to Tongyuwei and Zhonghuawei Gun. Let's see what else I can tell you about this.
Okay, the center stairway is right south of the Sanwenguo.
Yes, south of Yongguotong.
Okay, south of Yongguotong.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there were several, I guess I can. You said 423 is always the tenants change from time to time.
These are changing too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you remember from time to time that what where the people live there? Let's say 423. As you remember.
423, there was a Kwan family there at one time.
Uh-huh.
There's also a Kwan family on 415 at one time. 409 was occupied for quite a while by a Wong family
uh-huh.
As a gambling house.
It's a gambling house.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
It's also in the back of the store.
Right.
What is it in the front then?
Front, they usually sell candy and cigars or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I see. So they do have a name of a store in the front.
Well, gambling houses in Chinatown is usually have Japanese city name.
Uh-huh.
And I think this 409 was Daiban,
mm-hmm.
which is Daiban is a city in Japan.
Japan, right. Uh-huh.
Because they cater to the Japanese gambler.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, right. The Japanese like to go down to Chinatown and gamble.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But they must have Chinese gamblers.
Yeah,
too.
They have Chinese gamblers too. Yes.
How about Caucasian gamblers?
No. A Caucasian gambler, when they had lottery,
mm-hmm.
then they have a Caucasian come down there and pay lottery.
When did that start? Possibly?
Well, I think it was on and off, and at the high moment was when Mayor Shaw was in the office.
I see.
Right after that, was it Porter, Mayor Porter?
Mm-hmm.
Got rid of all lottery, no more lottery.
Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah.
So that was the time that...
Yeah, right. On Carnegie Building.
You said the Wong Family Association was also on 423. It was
upstairs. I don't quite remember how they had a side staircase right here, I think.
Uh-huh.
Right here.
To get upstairs.
Get upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The downstairs was always the storefront.
Yeah. It's... See, Wong Kong Ha is actually not Wong Wen San.
Mm-hmm.
Wong Kong Ha is more like for the Gyo San Zai, for the bachelors.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
See. And then later on, years, probably about 1930s. They joined together and were called Wong Kong Ha Wen San.
Oh, I
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Wong Wen San was family association.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. And Wong Wen San actually was a cross street of...
Yeah, that's right. You know that.
Yeah, I saw one of the
old
pictures.
Yeah, right. Right.
I see.
That's a cross
street. So the one, Wong Wen San, was really family organization.
Just like the four family.
Uh-huh.
The four family had a Long Kong Gong So.
Right.
Ming Yi Heng is
A younger group.
Yeah, the younger group, see.
Uh-huh. I see. It's in the old days, it wasn't really a younger group. It was really for bachelors.
Yeah, for bachelors. It was a good Sunday.
I see. So, like, we were talking about, I have from the old directory,
mm-hmm.
shows in 1931.
Paris Cafe, right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Paris Cafe was on Jeanette Block, the building right
yeah,
next
right,
to.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Did you call that Jeanette Block?
I don't have a name for it.
Oh, okay.
No. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a Yuan Tong Cafe. I don't know if you remember that one.
Oh, Ping Gong Tong. Let's see, Ping Gong Tong was Acme upstairs at 409, I think.
Yeah, okay. In the old directory, say 411 and a half. So it's
411 and a half, yeah.
So
see? It's upstairs,
yeah.
Yeah.
Very close. Yeah,
right.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Okay.
It is upstairs.
So, and then there's the ACCBA, and then there's a Fo Hing Long Grocery. It's on 415.
This one.
Okay.
That's right. That's the Kwan family.
Oh, that's Kwan family.
The children that I know of, Willie Kwan. Willie Kwan would be his father was offering this.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is my cousin.
Uh huh.
So he didn't actually operate this son in law. It's S-U-N actually.
Right.
You guys say S-U-N.
Oh, okay. Uh huh.
He was operating the store until it was they had him evacuated.
Uh huh. Okay.
When they took over the, the city took over the whole building.
Because of building of the freeway.
No.
That was before. Then, huh?
Yeah, building freeway. Just
the
these group here
oh,
went out.
Yeah, that's right. See? That's right. Uh-huh.
But he was there mm-hmm. till the city took over the plaza.
That was 1953, according to the plaza's record. State
53
record.
Could be.
Okay.
Could be very well.
So he stay until then?
Yes, till then, and then he move up to Broadway.
I see. He still ran the business at
He was
time?
Running the business right then, mm-hmm. up to then.
But not many Chinese were there, though, at that time.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And how was his business?
Well, way come way down.
Ah,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And then he moved
What year was the freeway constructed? You have
it was
any
1952.
Idea? 52?
And then the, according to my studying was that 1953 the state acquired the building
right
yeah so in,
then when they acquired it he was out
they
yeah.
off the
oh,
building
52?
For the
no I think a few
before
more
that.
Year before that
oh, okay
freeway
52
when,
probably
when was
the
freeway?
Completion of the freeway and I don't know how long it took to build that freeway.
If I remember right, I think freeway by about 3 or 4 years before 53,
uh-huh.
maybe 50.
Yeah, 1948, actually 1950, the address of CCBA is still
there.
Still there. So it's around that neighborhood.
Oh, I see.
I don't know.
Could be, see, it's about 3 years now. See?
Right.
See, we
1951.
Once the CCA movement.
Yes, right.
This was still there?
Yeah, on the directory. Of course, the directory was not necessarily correct because sometimes they did not change.
That's the telephone directory.
Right.
I see.
So they did not change the, so it's not necessarily correct. So that's what I have found out.
I see.
All these places.
So Samuel, probably the last one out.
Uh-huh. Do you remember a family, Wong family, Rose Wong? Mrs. Rose Wong? The daughter is Kenneth? No, I'm sorry, Ethel. Ethel Wong. She was one of the last also moved out of the Garnier building, as I was told, and I don't know if that's true. Probably one of the Wong family's association.
No, there's no family living up there. It's just a Sunday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, then I
the
can
one family, I don't quite remember them.
I think the husband went to north. It wasn't really in town, and then the wife was working in the what is that, in the aircraft industry, and they have a little
Ethel store. Wong and Rose Wong.
Uh-huh. Rose Wong is the mother, and Ethel Wong is the daughter. Probably they were there later years on.
You're not talking about Eastern Groceries at all. Eastern Grocery is not,
uh-huh.
It's not on the, in this building, in this area.
Uh-huh.
It's across the street on the, right across the plaza.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, then that's I think it's a different. I think I might have an Eastern Grocery somewhere here.
Yeah, I should have.
Oh, okay. It's somewhere here. Then I didn't have its name here. It should be here, right, if it's across
the street. Here, right here.
Oh, you got it? Oh, okay,
412,
yeah. Then it's not the same family. Probably not the same
Eastern
family.
Eastern Grocery.
Mm-hmm.
This is Wong Kiong.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the, you've got a Sit Liang, right?
Okay, let me see. Yeah, I say Wong Sit Liang. I don't know, it's the same.
Oh, Kao Liang. Wong Kao Liang, his other name. Wong Kiong, we call him Wong Kiong.
Oh, okay.
Wong Kao Liang.
I see.
Kao Liang, this guy Kao Liang.
Yeah, right. That's what it is.
Kao Liang, that's right.
Oh, good. You remember it.
Yeah, oh yeah, I mean all those Chinatown families, most of them I know.
So we were talking about the front door is business.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff from like here, it's all business, and they these tenants move.
Very tenant right here. This is a little more permanent here.
Because
that one family, of course, died.
Uh-huh.
He died, and then the family went down to Paramount and did farming.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the rest of the family, what ever happened to them. There's, I understand there's a couple of daughters still living.
Are they Kwans or?
Sing Wong.
Oh, Sing Wong,
see. Yeah.
So actually the building were occupied mostly with by Liu family, Kwan family. Were there Kwan family? Yes.
Yes, yes.
And then the Wong family.
Mm-hmm.
So where would they live? They have a store in the front, and
this
do they live in the back?
This one, I think it's just some of the relatives live in the building
mm-hmm.
itself.
Mm-hmm.
Cause
409 is occupied by which store, if you remember? It's not here.
Dai Ban.
Oh, Dai Ban, right. Okay.
I think that's the one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's down here, my memory is bad.
Oh, it'll come back. It's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. So Dai Ban, the back of the Dai Ban was
is gambling, and then the rear probably, for Sanjaiji, the relatives and all that.
Uh-huh.
See, this family was living on Sanchez Alley.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, this is Sanchez Alley right
here.
Uh-huh. See, in fact, 427 where we actually
uh-huh.
live.
Uh-huh.
After we moved, I was born in Apple Plaza Street.
Yes.
Did I tell you that?
Yes, well, in the previous interview. Do you
I don't remember one year that we moved up here.
Uh-huh.
But this is where we live.
Uh-huh. You were probably still at elementary school.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
We elementary school through Central Junior High,
uh-huh.
and even Poly, I was a community.
You were
427. Let's see, we moved, did I say, in 1931, I think, when we moved.
Uh-huh.
But this family, the father, they live right back behind us.
Oh, I see.
And when they moved to the farming,
mm-hmm.
we occupied that. We went and occupied
that. So first you only occupied half of the farm.
This the front is here on Sanchez.
Oh, okay, okay. 427. Okay. Uh-huh.
Do you know the history of this group here?
No, why don't you talk about
the
that?
Bordellos,
uh-huh.
Originally.
Oh.
Before we moved in.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what is the about the bordello?
Prostitution.
Oh, I see. Before you move in.
Yeah, before.
And
you
it was
move
in.
Probably before even. I mean, I think probably in the early 80s, probably.
Oh, I see. The building.
This one actually a new building, 1891 thing.
Mm-hmm.
But these are other old building. That's why the construction is not that great. They had to tear it down, I think.
Uh-huh. I see. How about Howard Kwan also lived in the Sanchez Street, right?
Yes, right.
So
he's on Sanchez down this way a little bit.
Next to, after 427, 430 something. Of course, the address will be Sanchez address.
Yeah, Sanchez.
Uh-huh.
But I think there are about four houses down.
Uh-huh.
This one is occupied by the Liu family.
Uh-huh. Right after 427.
Their last name actually is Ten. T-E-N.
Uh-huh.
I think Lao Jun.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Lao Jun. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And
that's
then
the next.
These
yeah
are all the family.
Yeah, the all family resident, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 你好,Jun.
Jun, so with Jun.
Oh, I know. Yeah, the Jun, yeah. Right, okay. Okay, got it.
There are some people still living, I mean, of this family.
Do you know them?
Yeah, one is Carolyn Tan,
mm-hmm,
is one of them. The younger one, I don't know too much about them,
mm-hmm,
where they are. There's some more.
Mm-hmm.
But Carolyn, I think, is about the oldest of the family.
Uh-huh, I see.
I mean, living.
Uh-huh.
Samuel Tan was the oldest son,
uh-huh,
but he passed away soon. In fact, Samuel is married to Elsie Lee, or Elsie Wong now, I think. She
oh,
married.
Oh, yes, Elsie Tin Wong,
yeah. Right.
Uh-huh.
That's
this
family.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So actually, Elsie also lived there?
No, Elsie.
Was already moved?
No, already moved. All out.
She was a little younger.
Yeah, her family, probably not from Chinatown. I think her father was an herb doctor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they were downtown somewhere.
I see.
Yeah.
So then we get back to here. It's 425. Here is Long Kong Tingyi, isn't
yeah
it?
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
That's one building here. That's right. One building here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is the Long Kong Tingyi. What was the downstairs of Long Kong Tingyi? 425.
That's also transit, gambling. Mostly.
Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of gambling going
uh-huh
on.
Just
know
in that block were so many. Though.
Yeah, right. Of course. Well, in any place
mm-hmm
in Chinatown, there's a gambling place in between.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they cater to Japanese, as you say, and Chinese. And were there like blacks, Mexican?
No.
So mostly
yeah
or for the
yeah,
Chinese
right,
and
right
Japanese.
Yeah. And when they have lottery, then Caucasian will come back.
I see. Mm-hmm.
They even have slot machines. Because 429, did you get 429 here?
I don't have 429.
429 is Sam Ward.
Uh-huh. Oh,
the one in Chinatown.
Right, uh-huh. I see.
That's Sam Ward, Robert G's family.
Uh-huh, right.
In fact, Robert was born in 429.
I see. So that, like they sort of, the building split up the front and the back. The front will go, the entrance.
Actually, no.
Los
actually, it's two, it's, there's in between here.
Oh,
there's
I see.
Actually, courtyard.
Oh,
there's
I
there's a
see
courtyard in between here.
Uh-huh.
But what they did with the courtyard, they put the
some roof
over
the top.
So we can, from here, we can go upstairs, you know, and go to this side.
I see. So when
and then
uh-huh
when we took over, like when we opened this thing up,
mm-hmm,
see, then we got across.
I see. So when uh-huh you were in 427, who were, there was no upstairs?
No. This is a single story.
Right. 425 was two stories.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so
right
the upstairs was
yes,
the Long Kong Tingyi.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
see, this building here.
Right. Okay. So upstairs was the Long Kong Tingyi. Association.
Right, right.
Okay. Well, do you know when the Long Gong Ting moved to there?
When they tore up the old Chinatown, the one east of Alameda.
Uh-huh.
East of Alameda was torn down to build a Union Station.
Uh-huh. So it was between 1933 and... They started 39
was the start of New Chinatown.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh, right.
Is that the right date?
Yes. 38 they started.
38.
Yeah. So it's between
39 was actually a dedication probably
uh-huh.
after the finish.
Probably.
The first section.
I think according to a newspaper was in summer 38.
Oh, summer 38? Oh yeah, when it already opened?
Yeah, already
Could be.
So between 33 and 38.
Mm.
So actually, Long Gong Ting wasn't there that long. Before that, Long Gong Ting.
That's right. You're right. They weren't that there that long.
Uh-huh.
Before that, I don't know what it was.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't remember. I was too young then
uh-huh.
to remember actually what's happening.
People
move in and out of these places.
A lot.
Yeah.
Well, do you know why they're moving in and out so many often?
Well, you know, how business is not that good, well, then they're moving to do something else.
Uh-huh, I see. Did they lease these buildings from...
Yes. In the old days, sojourners,
mm-hmm.
they all come here to make the money and then they want to go back.
Yes.
That's the idea. In fact, I think I made a remark in my tape that when my mother came, all the rest of them just scold my father for bringing somebody. Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So there's not too many active families
mm-hmm.
in Chinatown.
And that's one reason people moving in and out.
That's right, right.
Uh-huh. Most
yeah.
of them.
They make
the
money, but then they go back, you know. They start a little business and they go back.
Uh-huh. Your family was most.
We're more permanent, right?
Beginning till the end of that.
Of course, our family is fairly big in a way because we kind of spread out. And they use the Sunken War as sort of like a communication point. The old people would come and then be working on a farm or working for some family as cook or houseboy or whatever. And weekends they would come down and congregate something more.
Oh.
In fact, some of these older persons have money, you can bank it. So they bank it at the something more.
Oh, we'll
take care of them, give them a little book, just acting like almost like a bank.
Uh-huh, I see. Because who are these relatives? Are these pretty close?
Yeah, in the same village in China.
Uh-huh. How many uncles? Do you actually have
any? My own family?
Uh-huh.
Only two uncles.
Uh-huh.
Three brothers.
Here.
No. The oldest uncle, there's three in the family.
Uh-huh.
My father is the youngest.
Ah, I see.
Then my uncle and number two and number one uncle never came here.
I see. Uh-huh. So all the other Lu families were just
from relatives, the same relatives, they all came and all most of them, I would say about 80% was in the laundry business.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
all
you can see a few remnants of a Lu laundry still around.
Oh.
Like Mandarin Laundry is a Lu.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Mandarin Laundry?
On Sirius. Ceres.
Oh, okay.
That's
down
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's 7th Street. 7th
and 3rd. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. 768, I believe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can probably ask you this later. So most of them were in laundry business?
Most of them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A few were working for a family, like cooks and houseboys. I remember my stepbrother,
mm-hmm.
a half-brother actually,
mm-hmm.
Was working as a houseboy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For American family.
Right.
Where did he work, do you remember?
Hollywood somewhere. I think that his last employer was two movie stars. Mm-hmm. And the Wan family. Sarah Wan, or whatever it is, anyway. Mm-hmm. I think that was his last job. In it.
Mm-hmm. So he would come back for the weekend also.
Yeah,
to
day off, what do they call it? Day off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what do they do when they come back, you know, from the laundry, from the farm?
They eat there, and they, you know, talk, you know, and that's where I get most of my story about my native village. I've never been there.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the last trip, last year,
uh-huh.
we tried to go to the village, but they gave us a little problem. They said, tell us what we were going there for, and then it was a long trip.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It takes about 6 hours, I think,
uh-huh.
to go back and forth.
I see.
So we spend that kind of time there, and then we only have about a couple of hours there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so we
didn't have a chance.
Yeah, so we didn't go.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the next trip.